Ksubis, Perkut, Gimel, Mishnah, Gimel. In Mishnah Aleph, it started by saying that we have two halachas b'shem chonor, which we just discussed in the last two Mishnahs, and now we have seven takonos, or seven dinim, that were discussed by Admon. Now we're going back to those. Admon I meshiva. Mishemeis v'nich bonim u'bonis. Somebody passed away, and He had daughters and sons. Bizman shanachosim merubim, when there's enough for everybody, so then habonim yarshim v'habonis nizoynos. And this is a din that we have in Bava Basra. It's a din also we had, by the way, in the fourth parak. That there's two things that are done with a husband's estate after he passes away. There's the Yerusha and there's the Mizoynos. The Mizoynos Habonos that are mutl on the estate go together with Habonim Yoshim. Habonim Yoshim, Habonis Mizoynos. Bonim don't have Mizoynos. Bonos are not part of Yerusha, of course, Midaraisa. But this is the way Chazal Shtal the Ravek, and that's Mechavis Aksuba, Mizoynos Habonis. Ubinachosim Muatim, if there isn't enough, so then you have to be mad if the din the rabbonon of abonis izoynu. The abonim yachzu al apsochim, they're left out in the cold. We will take away the Yerusha deraisa and they could go collect money. Yachzu al apsochim, they could go collect them door to door. The reason is Chazal saying that the busha of bonim nebuch to be left begging is much greater than bonos. Well, that's the way Chazal did it. Ad menoyme b'shvil shani zocha hivsadati. I have a din Yerusha. Why should I be better than their schus and my father's nechosim? He's talking on behalf of the sons. Amr Rav Gamliel, Roy Ani is the rabbi. Over here, we're not going to shame Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai being machriya. This is Rabban Gamliel. Could be that the Tzad Hashov in both of them is the Rabban, is the Rosh HaSanhedrin who has a din of a nasi. Now, a word of explanation is in order. Normally, the Rabban we only have by the line from Hillel and on. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and then Rebbe, Stam Rebbe, was also had that authority. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was because after the Churban, when the Nasi Rabban Shimon Gamliel was killed, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai took over that. He was the Rosh Sanhedrin anyways, he was the God Lador. But he took over that role, sort of being the Nasi. He brought in the much younger Rabbi Gamliel de Yavne. So since he filled that role in the Kufas Yavne, that's why he's called the Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So over here, Rabbi Gamliel is Machria. Royani is Divrei Admoin. Being Machria like Divrei Admoin, B'shul Shani Zochev Sadati. The halacha would seem to have to be like Rabbi Gamliel. Lemaisa, the halacha is not that way. The other takonis that are brought where Rabban Gamliel is machriya like Admon, the halacha will be like Admon. But over here, there are braises, mufaroshes, the way the Rishon and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that no, habonos nizoinu, v'habonim yachzu al apsochim. One more detail worth remembering is that mizoinos habonos, we learned in the fourth parak, comes from karka. So if it comes from karka, there has to be in the state that enough for the bonos to be nizoin. But Bizman Azev, the Goyim were Mesakin, that Chiyuv Eksuba come also from Metaltlin. So you Meshayer in the value of the Karka and the Metaltlin, whether there's enough to be Mefarnes the Bonos until they become Boigrusin, Achei's Bagru. And that will be the criteria of Habonos and Zaynes, where there's still enough for the Din Yerusha. Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah now has nothing to do with Meseches Ksubis. It's only brought here as part of the list of Admoin and the Cholkim. Hatoin is Chaveri Kadeh Shemen. We have a regular case of Teveh Venitva. This Mishnah could be in Shavuos and above Metzia. Ruvain is Teveh Shemen Kadeh Shemen. Vahoyde v'kankanim. He's moide back that he owes kankanim. He's a moide v'miktsas. Now let's make a hakdom over here. The regular dinner moide v'miktsas. We understand Ruvain is Teveh Shemen $100 and Shemen is moide on 50. So the din is there's mechuyif to make a shvuah deraisa. What happens is Ruvain is teveh Shimon, what we call chitin, v'hoyde loy b'sa'irin. Shimon is moide that he owes him a bushel of sa'irim, not chitin. The chayt should be a moide b'miktsas also. He was teveh chitin, which are more valuable. A bushel of chitin cost 200, and a bushel of sa'irim cost 100. No, should be a moide b'miktsas. L'maisa the halach is not that way. First of all, the moide b'miktsas has to be that there's a duror mitoich t'tvir. Here, Be'etzem, we see it as two different things. He was doicha completely, he's koifa bakoil on the chitin, he's moide ala sa'irin. That Haidol HaSoyrin is not Mechayiv in Meshuvas Moedim HaMikzas. Does not create that din. That's one. Nishno Dem. We paskin like Chachomim. I said to Machlokes Chachomim and Gamliel, but we paskin that Tonu B'chitim V'Haidol HaSoyrin is Potter also on the Soyrin. Why? Because connected his Haidol's Baldin, you have a competing Haidol's Baldin of the Teveya that he wasn't Teveya the Soyrin. So Lamaisa, if the Nitva doesn't want to pay, yeah, I mean, if he wants, he can give it. But we're not going to force the Nitva to pay based on his Hoidol's Baldin, because we see the lack of that being as part of the Tvi of the Teveh. We see that as being an opposing Mechila. That's the Halacha Lamaisa. What happens if Reuven is Teveh, Chitim, and Soirim, and Shimon is Moedan Soirim? On the one hand, Avada the Soirin his Chayv, because he was Teveh, the Teveh was Teveh Soirin. On the other hand, is it B'moidah B'miktah? So do we see there's two different Tvias. On one he's Koifer, on one he's Moidah. There's no Moidah B'miktah. There's a complete Kvira on one Tvia, and there's a complete Haidah on the other. That Lamais is a Machlokes in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey. It's also by us in the Sugya. Whether we see there as a Moidah B'miktah or not. Let's take that din and explain now the Mishnah. Reuven is Teveh Kadesh Shemen. Shimon is Moida B'kankan. Kankan are just empty jugs. So he was, Kadeh Shemen is the term you use when something is full of content, you call it a Kad Shemen. A Kankan is just a jar. Oil in a jug is called a Kad of Shemen. So he's Teveihim, and it sounds, in a way, like two different things. So the Gemara says, let's name on then the case that we said before, where Reuven is Teveh Shimon, Chitna and Soirin, and Shimon is Moedev Soirin. Over there it is called the Shuvas Moedev Miktas. Both of them were Bechlal the Tvi. It's one Tvi on Chitna and Soirin. There's a Hoidob B'miktas on the Chelek HaTvi, which is on the Soirin. If that's the case, then over here we could say the same thing. And that's what Admin is saying. Hoidob B'hoidob B'miktas HaTani Yishov Alamais. It's part of the Tvi as yet recognized. There's Hoidob B'miktas. Why not? When Reuven is Teveh over here, Kadesh Shemen, the Tviya, the valuable part over here is the Shemen, not the Kadim. So we see the Tviya is really the Shemen. The Kadesh Shemen is only that, that's the way of transporting. That's not really the Tviya. The Tviya is on the Shemen. So Memela, when he's Moida on a Kankanim, he's not really being Moida to what the Teveh was Teveh. It's a Taina. Lamaisa. Adman is saying, at the end of the day, the Shemen comes with Kadim. So, at the end of the day, he's being Moedim B'miktas. Omer Rabban Gamliel, Roy Ani Es Divrei Admon. Tackle like that, so that's called the Moedim B'miktas, Chai V'Shvu Deraisa. It's important to note that according to the Shita, that Teveya Chitim V'Sa'irin and the Nitva is Moedon 1, that it isn't Moedim B'miktas, this, what we just said, doesn't make sense, because there is no Tvias Moedim B'miktas even when it's part of the tree of its two different things. So then you have to explain the mission differently. The Gemara has a discussion about that. What's also important to point out is that the discussion over here is because he was Teveh Asorah Kadeh Shemen. What happens if he's Teveh Asorah Kadeh Meleim Shemen? So he was Nisiach to the Kadim, he was Nisiach to the content. The Ikka, the Shemen, so over there, it's Avada, it's like Chitin and Soir.